And the Buddha said, why do you worry about that? Do you know, girls are better than women, but not always. Girls are better than women, the Buddha used this word. Do you know the rulers who rule the country, nurtured, produced, developed by a mother, by a woman? If women can do such wonderful thing, why do you think they are very low? He consoled the king. Again, in another place, you can see this in Buddhism. Naso sabvesu thanesu puriso hoti pandito ittipi pandita honti. Man should not think man is the only wise person in this world. Woman also wise. This teaching you can find in Buddhism. Another highest contribution that the Buddha has done is when human beings were divided into four groups as high caste and low caste, supported by their religions. It is mentioned in their religious book in Sanskrit, Chatur Varnam Maya Dristan Guna Karma Vibhagasa. In Bhagavad Gita, their God says, there are four group of people, Kshatriya, Brahmana, Vaishya, Shudra, four. So Brahmana, Brahmins are belong to highest. They are the priest, they are the master, they are the teacher, they are the gurus, they are everlasting masters in that country. Others are very low. God created them from the God's mouth. Then again, Kshatriya, rulers, warriors, created by the God from his shoulder to fight, to protect the country. Another group, created by the God from his stomach, Vaishra, for trade and business to work. Their duty is that. And the last group was created by the God from his feet, very low. Forever they remain as scavengers, laborers, coolies. They are regarded as low caste people. Anything touched by them, high caste people never eat, never allowed enter into a temple, into their houses. They cannot take water from their well when they are thirsty. If they touch, the high caste people cannot drink water from that well. When this discrimination was going on, the Buddha, having seen this unfortunate situation, what he did? He ordained scavengers, laborers, and so-called low-caste people as monks, and allow the kings and the minister to come and pay respect to them, because they do not know who these monks are. This is the way how he tried to abolish the caste discrimination in that country. So, in various discourses, one day, this is a very interesting incident, the Buddha visited a house. There was a very stingy Brahmin, high class. When he was preparing some religious services and preparing food for offering, he was standing with his arms bowl. This man was very angry, scolded him, saying, you are a mundaka, you are a vasalaka. Mundaka means bull-headed, scolding. You are belong to low caste. Don't come. Get out. Then the Buddha asked, my dear friend, do you know the real meaning of low caste? Who is belong to low caste? He said, no, I do not know. Then the Buddha said like this. This is very interesting. यो ब्राह्मणं वा समनं वा भक्तकाले उपस्थिते रोचेति वाचा नचदेति तंजन्यावसलो इति Whenever a religious man come to a door, come to a house, the householder of that house, without offering something for that man to eat, chase him away by scolding and accusing, and he is belong to low caste. Then he realized. He accepted what the Buddha said. This is the way how he tried to abolish this caste system. This is another contribution that the Buddha has done. The Buddha has not given any belief, any concept, saying this has come down from heaven, given by the God, or come down from Nirvana. He never teaches the Dharma without allowing people to think. There is no such teaching in the Buddha. 45 years, when you study the way how he preached, always by giving the way or encouraging people to think. Take for instance, one day when he was sitting at the bank of a river with a group of disciples, he saw a piece of wood, a log floating in the water. Then he said, can you see that piece of wood? Yes. What do you think, actually? What will happen to this piece of wood? Then they have to think. Then some of them said, when this one was floating, some people may take home and cut into pieces and use as firewood. He said, yes, quite possible. Another group said, if there is an island on the way, this can be landed on that island. He said, yes, quite possible. Another group said, when more and more water into this wood, it may sink to the bottom. Yes, quite possible. Another group said, this may reach to the sea. Yes, possible. Now you can understand how he allowed them to think. Then he started. Do you know, our life is exactly like that piece of wood. Uncertainty. Because you could not give single opinion. Different people have different opinions. All are right. Therefore, today, no one can say actually what will happen to this life at any moment. This is his way of teaching. Our topic is, why do we practice Buddhism? We are Buddhist just because we were born in Buddhist families. I am a Buddhist because I was born in a Buddhist family. If I were born in a Christian family or Muslim family, by this time I will be preaching Christianity or Islam. So, by birth, actually no one can get any religion, by birth. Religions come later. Take for instance, we separate children, one from Buddhist family, one from Christian family, one from Muslim family, and keep them separately without allowing them to mix up with their family members. They will grow. They do not know what is religion, what is Islam, what is Buddhism. Because religions come to them from their parents or elders or relatives or friends later. And some others use a method to convert, to drag others into their religion, saying others are sinners because they have original sins. There is a very nice joke. I don't know whether you like it or not. I like to tell it. It's a joke. We have become sinners because Adam and Eve have eaten forbidden fruits. One joker said, if Adam and Eve were Chinese, we will never become sinners. I don't know whether you can understand this joke. I think those who have read Bible can understand Satan or the devil appear as a snake before they eat forbidden fruits. So if Adam and Eve were Chinese, they will roll up that snake, not the forbidden fruits. Then we will be free from the original sin. Other religionists try to condemn us as sinners, therefore we must be converted into their religion. To them we are sinners. We go to hell. The uniqueness in the Buddha's teaching here you can understand. Buddhism or the teachings of the Buddha never condemn the followers as sinners that they go to hell. Other religionists never allow their followers to listen to some other religious teaching, to read some other religious book, to step into a place of worship of another religion. Forbidden. It is a sin. They go to hell if they do that. But Buddhism never introduced this kind of ridiculous, silly ideas to mislead people. Buddhism encouraged people to study other religion, listen to others, respect others. Puja cha pujaniyanam etam mangalamuttamam, the sayings of the Buddha. Respect those who are worthy of respect. Whether they are belong to your religion or another religion makes no difference. If you think they are worthy of respect as Buddhist, you can respect. You can respect Jesus Christ. You can respect Prophet Muhammad. You can respect Krishna or Rama. Nothing wrong. That is why people say Buddhism is a gentle religion. Never ridicule others. We practice our religion and allow others to practice their religion without interfering, without disturbing. But others cannot practice their religion without disturbing us. Therefore, Buddhism is a gentle religion. You can understand why we have chosen Buddhism, why we practice Buddhism. This freedom is there. We have freedom to think, freedom to talk, freedom to ask questions, and freedom to doubt. The Buddha encouraged us to doubt, or then you get better knowledge. Don't accept at once. Without thinking, without doubting, without investigating, don't accept anything. Just like scientific analysis. This is the Buddha's way of teaching. The Buddha always encouraged people to ask questions. He never advised people to accept anything. You see, don't accept anything whatever I have preached, thinking the Buddha is a great man. You never understand the truth. Don't depend on that person. You have to think, you have to doubt, you have to investigate, then you can understand. That is his way of life. But other religionists don't like asking questions. Take for instance, one day when a preacher was giving a talk about the creation. He started his talk at the beginning when the God started to create heaven and earth. Somebody interrupted and asked one question. May I know what was he doing before he started to create heaven and earth? It's a terrible question, no one can answer. Then the preacher said, I think at that time he was creating hell for those who ask this kind of questions. This is the way, when you compare with the Buddha's teaching and all the other existing religion, they are scared of Christians. The Buddha has revealed the truth. If there is truth, if it is the ultimate truth, why should we worry about Christians? The answer is there. Buddha introduced this religion for us to practice without becoming slaves, either to the Buddha or to any god or anybody. Independent life, or without behaving like children. Dr. Paul Dahlke, a German Buddhist scholar, says, all the other existing religions are like small children. Because children always depend on others. They have to depend on others, they don't know how to produce their things. But Buddhism is like an adult. An adult does not depend on others, he or she knows how to prepare their things and without depending on others. So independent religion as adult, not as a child. This is the opinion given by the Western scholar. Another scholar says, Buddhism is a religion of freedom and reason. Freedom is there, but with reasoning. When they use this reasoning, they can practice this religion freely, without depending on authorities, without following their orders, commandment, religious punishment, religious laws. In Buddhism, there are no religious laws. The teachings of the Buddha, he introduced in such a way, not a single word we can point out as a law. It is an advice. He says, how nice if you can keep away from killing others. It is not a law. Then he says, if you cannot understand why it is wrong, then you have to think in this way. Attanam upamam kattva nahaneyena ghate. When another person come and try to kill you, how do you feel? That feeling is enough for you to understand why it is wrong. Therefore, it is not a law come down from heaven or given by the God or given by the Buddha for us to understand by thinking. The religion that it encourages for people to think and to understand, that is Buddhism. Scientists have discovered so many things which contradict to many of those religions, theories, beliefs that people maintain. But so far, they could not discover anything which will contradict to the teachings of the Buddha. The more they discover, the more they come nearer to the Buddha, but go far away from other religions. Take for instance, theory of evolution, Charles Darwin explained how evolution has taken place. Church has a losing battle for a long period. Recently, Pope, the head of the Catholic Church, announced, it appeared in the newspaper, human beings were not created by the God, Pope says. They come into existence due to evolution. They had to say this. S.G. Wells, a well-known historian, he says, when you study our holy book, this earth and human life is not more than 4,000 years old. God created earth and human beings 4,000 years ago. But when you study biology, theology, not theology, biology. We can understand this earth has taken millions of years to cool down. How can we believe that God created this within 4,000 years ago? Bertrand Russell, a well-known Western philosopher who has no religion, he says, among the founders of all the existing religions, although I have no religion, I respect only one man. He used this word, only one man. Why? All the others tried to tell us how this world came into existence, who created this, at what time this world was created. But the Buddha never uttered even one word, who created this world, because he knew what this world is. Those who have made false statements that so and so created this world, but never knew the nature of the world. Therefore I respect the Buddha. Even free thinkers, agnostics, who have no religions, also respect the Buddha. He is the one who revealed the truth. Freedom that you experience as Buddhist, I don't think you can find in many other religions, because they were forbidden to do many things, to eat certain things, and so many restrictions. According to the Buddha, you are at liberty, but he has paved the way for you to open your mind and think and understand whether it is right or wrong. Instead of taking as a law to obey, you come to your own conclusion by knowing what it is, whether right or wrong. Take for instance family planning. Some religions cannot agree. They say it is against the will of God. Buddhists have no problem at all. They are at liberty to practice any precaution, any method to avoid conception. Concealment. That is the freedom. There are so many other kind of freedom that we experience in our Buddhist way of life, but others are restricted as they are religious, according to their religious commandment or principles or religious laws. So still many people do not know how to appreciate what sort of freedom they experience, they enjoy as Buddhists. We started at 7:30, now 10:15. I don't know whether this is right or wrong. 10:15. I think these few points that I have mentioned are more than enough for you to understand why you practice Buddhism. Thank you very much.